Good morning. Improvised from Pennsylvania, this is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. On this day in year 837, Halley's Comet is said to have made its closest approach to Earth at a distance equal to 5.1 million kilometers or 3.2 million miles. Berlin police arrested six suspects on Sunday who are said to have planned an attack on the half marathon. Those arrested were between 18 and 21 years of age, had been closely monitored for some time, and, according to RBB information, some of them are of German-Iraqi origin. Police spokesman Thomas Neuendorf told the RBB on Sunday, while the information on the plans of the possible attack were vague, due to the current situation and the car attack in Munster, the public prosecutor's office and the state criminal police office had decided to search apartments and vehicles in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf and Neukölln. According to a report in Die Welt, the detainees are several suspects from the environment of the Breitscheidplatz assassin Anis Amri. The main suspect is said to have planned killing spectators and participants of the marathon with knives in an attempt to avenge Amri's death. Yesterday, police released a statement that the six men will not be remanded in custody and not be prosecuted further. According to a police spokesperson, nothing suspicious, neither weapons nor explosives, were found during Sunday's searches. Berlin Senator for the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD stands behind the decision to arrest the men. He stated that when in doubt, it's about safety of the citizens of this town and their guests. Six scientists from Berlin have been awarded the ERC Advanced Grants by the European Research Council. This was announced by the Senate Department for Science on Monday. Two of the prize winners are doing research at the Technical University of Berlin in the fields of mathematics and communication technology. Two further research prizes go to scientists of the Max Delbruck Center for Molecular Medicine, one each from the Leibniz Center for General Linguistics and a chemist at the Max Born Institute for Nonlinear Optics and Short Pulse Spectroscopy. The so-called advanced grants are aimed at established and leading scientists in their field. The funding is intended to enable researchers to carry out new and innovative projects, have been awarded by the European Research Council since its establishment in 2007, and each research prize is worth up to 2.5 million euros. You can find a link to the names of the scientists and their research in our show notes. Dozens of flights are expected to be canceled at Tegel and Schönefeld today due to warning strikes by public service employees. As of Monday at noon, Lufthansa alone will cancel 60 flights on the routes from Berlin to Munich and Berlin to Frankfurt. EasyJet also asks its customers to be prepared for cancellations or delays for flights to and from Munich and Frankfurt. The workers' union Verdi announced that warning strikes will take place at four airports in Germany: Frankfurt am Main, Munich, Cologne, and Bremen. The union represents employees of the ground handling services and the fire brigade at the sites. Lufthansa has already announced that more than 800 flights will be canceled throughout Germany, about half of planned flights. About 90,000 passengers are affected by the cancellations. Check out the link in our show notes to see if you are affected too. 6 weeks after the dismissal of Berlin's police president, Klaus Kant, the appointment of his successor is imminent. It is possible that the Senate will pass the resolution this week. According to newspaper reports, in the future, a woman could lead the large authority with 17,000 police officers, approximately 2,500 employed object protectors, 2,800 administrative officials and employees, and 2,800 trainees. The most popular contender is Barbara Slowik of the Federal Ministry of the Interior. As you know, until April 13th, we are in separate time zones. So while we will keep on trying to provide you the next couple of days with your daily fix of local news, we might not be able to publish as regularly and at different times than usual. So make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook or subscribe to our podcast to get notified when a new episode has been released. Berlin Briefing will probably be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.